This is Diolus Saint introducing the conversion of Saint Paul the Apostle of the Gentiles. The conversion of a person to Christianity usually comes through gradual stages of instruction and cooperation with God's grace. It is not common that it comes about as forcibly and suddenly as it did to Saul the tent maker. Saul was born a Jew in the city of Tarsus, which was under Roman rule, and so he enjoyed the privilege of Roman citizenship. When he was still young, his parents sent him to Jerusalem to be instructed in the law of Moses by the most learned Pharisee teachers. He became a firm believer in the law and could proudly announce to his enemies that as a member of the Pharisee party, his own life followed its every letter. In his zeal, he believed that Jesus Christ and his followers were enemies of the Jewish law and its traditions. He became one of those who felt that in order to properly safeguard the law of God, these Christians must be persecuted. And so we find him present, holding the cloaks for and observing those who stoned Saint Stephen, the first martyr. The very mention of the name of Saul brought terror to the faithful because of his public hatred for them. On a certain occasion, he obtained permission from the high priest to arrest all the Jews in Damascus who believed in Jesus Christ and to bring them to trial in Jerusalem. But as his group approached the city, they were suddenly blinded by a great light. At the same time, Saul heard a voice say, "Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecute me?" Saul replied, "Who art thou, Lord?" The answer was, "Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the goad," which means that by persecuting my church, you only hurt yourself. Saul said, "Lord, what will you have me do?" Christ told him that he was to continue on his journey. In Damascus, he would learn God's will. When Saul got up from the ground, he found he was blinded. He was led by the hand to the house of a Jew named Judas, with whom he stayed for 3 days, all the while fasting without food or drink. Christ appeared to a faithful Christian in Damascus and told him that he was to go to Saul and announced that God wished him to be a witness to all men of what he had seen and heard. Saul was baptized and took the name of Paul. Immediately he started to preach in the synagogues that Jesus was truly the Son of God. Now this former persecutor and blasphemer became a disciple and major instrument of God in the conversion of the non-Jewish world. We too have a calling to be witnesses of Jesus Christ. By our actions and carefully spoken words, we can become an effective and positive force for his cause. By the very fact that we are Christians, we are obliged to reflect the love Christ has shown to us. Our mission should not be expected to be free from trials, for there are many Sauls today who believe that the laws of God threaten to destroy their personal liberties. But through our prayers and examples, they will also be changed if they become open to God's grace and mercy. In this way, we all become his instruments for his greater glory and honor.